This is an ABC podcast.
Finding a partner in PNG is not easy. We don't have that sort of social setting, social environment where we can go and mingle, or we can go and feel that sense of like, yeah, I'm going to go on a date. We don't even understand the meaning of dating. Our form of relationship is straight to meet and then marriage.
All over the world, dating apps have changed the way people get together. But is that also happening in the Pacific? I know some of us who are married never had a chance to use dating apps. However, we are here for our sisters who are thinking of finding their one true person. How can we women use dating apps nowadays to find love? Especially in our communities where there is always that fear of recognizing a family member or someone you know on the app. I'm Natasha Metten. Sisters, let's talk about finding love on a dating app. There is so much to understand when you try using a dating app for the first time. Sometimes maybe the right person does not tick all the boxes for us. I mean, we pride ourselves in culture, but do dating apps actually provide us with the options we need as a Pacific Islander? Since I couldn't test it for myself, I honestly don't think my husband would appreciate that. So I asked one of my single friends to give one of the apps a go. Elaine Galloré is from Papua New Guinea, but has been in Australia studying for her master's in forestry.
I met a couple of friends and I've been like having a conversation, just like a general friendly kind of conversation with people on the app. Yeah.
So you made friends?
Yeah, I made friends.
Which is good. Friends is good.
Oh, yeah.
And what are some of the reservations you had before creating an account?
It was like a new thing for me. So, and it's an online thing. So it's like, you cannot believe everything that's online.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's quite an experience so far. Like, we use Facebook normally, so it's something like that, but more specific for either finding a date or have, like, people who want to be just friends kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah. Coming from Papua New Guinea, like, do you think such dating apps, do you think it could be, like, something where it could help people in the Pacific finding, not necessarily friends, but finding the one or someone special?
I think so, maybe. Because there's some people who are probably using some dating apps right now, looking for someone. So I think it could work. It's just how to respectfully use it.
Do you think that the dating apps, do you think it's compatible with Pacific Islanders, our cultural background, you know?
Yeah, I think it can be used. Like, now people are using Facebook Messenger or WhatsApp. So, I mean, if they are using that to connect with people and make friends or find that person, then I think the dating app can work. But like I said, you have to learn how to respectfully use it, respect the other people that are on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean by respectfully using it? What would you like to see it in terms of people's behavior on dating apps?
Like, if you see that person's profile, or you see that person and you do not like that person, or you do not want to make connection, then respectfully mm-hmm. decline and not message an insult or like that. Uh-huh. I mean, like, it's a general view of what's happening on Facebook. So that's what I mean. Like,
oh, okay.
Or if somewhere in your talking, in your conversation, and in something goes wrong or like that, you don't have to be like, go back on that app and insult that person or something, yeah, like that.
Yeah. Elaine, will you be looking for love somewhere else, or rather a dating app?
I think I'll just go the old-fashioned way. I am not very keen on the dating app thing.
What exactly do you mean when you say old-fashioned way?
Oh, meet and greet, meet that person, physically meet that person.
Do you think it's harder to do things the old-fashioned way in 2024?
I mean, it depends on what era of generation you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, I might want it meeting somebody physically, but for the younger ones, it might be like fun to have a conversation in an app, and then later they meet up. So it depends on the person itself and the generation of era they are in. Yeah.
I mean, whichever you feel comfortable.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
It has to be. Do you wish there were more people from, like, home or from the region?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It would be fun to have, more people from the region, because there were conversations that had, like, you know, common things that we talk about. Yeah. But having people from the region, you'll have more to... There is more to talk about, I suppose.
Yeah. So will you continue to use the dating app in the hopes of finding someone?
No, I don't think so.
Will you at least give it like a few more weeks?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I will just continue making friends, but...
You never know.
Oh, well.
Well, for most people, it starts off.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Some people find it there. Some people find it somewhere else.
So it could be one of those friends.
That
was the lovely Elaine Galore sharing to us her experience on the dating apps. And although she has not found anyone, she has made some new friends.
You're listening to Sisters Let's Talk on ABC Radio Australia.
When Natasha Yalo tried Tinder, she found it hard to find men who shared her cultural experiences. As a Papua New Guinean woman living in Cairns, Australia, she wanted a stronger connection than the people on the app seemed to offer. So she decided to make her own app, one that is designed with Pacific Islanders in mind.
So being single and all that from Papua New Guinea, and also like growing up in Australia as well, and you know, that kind of age where you get to that era where you just feel like, you know, you want to find somebody out there. So the only avenue is the dating sites. So, I ended up, signing on few dating sites, looking for love. And Tinder was one of them, and other few other dating sites. And I wasn't looking for anything specifically, but I was just going there looking for also, you know, some men with culture and that some that are culturally identified to where I come from.
Mm.
I didn't see much of that on those dating sites. So that's also another kind of way that actually led me into building PNG dating.
Yeah. Clearly, like, from your experience, you decided that there had to be, like, something better for us, like, people in the South Pacific and also, like, in PNG. Yeah. So what is PNG dating? Can you tell us a bit more about that?
PNG dating is similar to any other dating software,
mm-hmm.
Except it's a little bit of a twist to the normal dating websites and apps.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like put my own version of all South Pacific regions in there as the focus of it when you do the search on it. And that includes Australia as well, part of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then also all the in Papua New Guinea, instead of, you know, having, especially the region, I've kind of inputted that in there and then trying to put our own lingua in there, which was challenging for every different region, so that when people are communicating, they kind of have an understanding of their own way of approaches in that sense on the dating side. So the comfortability is there to say, oh, I'm looking for someone in, let's say, East New Britain or Leigh or Mount Argon or Port Moresby or whatever, and there's a that connection's there, that knowing that, oh, yeah, I'm there, I can find that person easily where I can connect with in communicating as well and all that. So, yeah, that's the kind of twist I've done that with the app and the website itself. So it's easier for them to actually go in and feel comfortable knowing that this is within their own region and that It's not like an international dating site where you just go out and find someone far away. This is within the region.
So as the user, you get to choose which region from which you want to date from. Is that right?
Yes, correct. So for instance, on Tinder or other dating site, you know, you put the state, like I'm in Cairns, so I'll say Cairns. So, and then, you know, the Cairns only identified males will appear on that sort of search. The way I've done it on it is only within Papua New Guinea and other Pacific nations.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically the search is there only. And even like, you know, I've made it easier where, you know, even, you know, foreign people travel up to New Guinea and they're looking for love up in Papua New Guinea or any other Pacific nation, you know, that's where, and they're interested in finding love with a Pacific Islander. This is the site for them to kind of go in and explore. And, you know.
All right. Yeah. And also, Natasha, what has been like the feedback?
I've had some positive feedback, and obviously there's some negatives. The negatives would be something like, you know, it's especially I'll base it on Papua New Guinea because that's where I get all the feedback from. You know, it's a new thing, and you know, the stigmatized way of us growing up and having that cultural barriers of relationship where we arrange sometimes in arranged marriages and we meet in a different way of social settings.
Yeah.
For that. So it was more of like when I put the website out on, because I had the page on Facebook. So when I released that, there was a website and a app coming out, a lot of the negative side actually came from most male because they were saying that, you know, why this, you know, this would influence a lot of, you know, pornography and other sort of things that are just not safe within that sort of website and all that sort of thing. So for me, it's about just kind of the education side of it, which is a big barrier to actually bring something like that into the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it would be a lot of explaining and justifying, not myself, but just the product itself on what's the goods and what's also the risks and, you know, all that sort of stuff. Yeah, so that was one negative, but a lot of positive came from females, which is surprising.
Yeah.
Because a lot of females, knowing the way myself as a female, and I see my sisters and, you know, my mom and everybody, and now they were in relationships and marriage and all that sort of thing. And for them, this is something that is like eye-opening, I would put it, to say, look, we are women, we have freedom, we got all the rights to make choices for ourselves as well, in that sense. Because, you know, knowing coming up from New Guinea, we have this male-dominating culture as well.
Yeah.
So this That's is something. True. So this is something where, you know, women can have that sense of freedom to feel, you know, pretty, feel whatever, you know, feel comfortable, feel independent within themselves to say, I can be able to actually put myself out there, you know?
And decide for yourself, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not, that's it. And not, and you would know this too, Natasha, like, you know, I would swipe with finding a partner in PNG. It's not easy.
Yeah.
Because we don't have that sort of social, like I said, again, I'll say this, social setting, social environment where we can go and mingle or we can go and feel that sense of like, yeah, I'm going to go on a date. We don't have any of that. We don't even understand the meaning of dating.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's where it's a lot for myself. And I knew that it was going to be a lot of work to educate people to understand dating and then relationships and then marriages and all that.
Mm.
Because our form of relationship is basically just not dating. It's straight to meet and then marriage.
Yeah.
It's just straight like that. There's no such thing as I'm going to date you for a year to understand you and get to know you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, those little way of education on the page, you know, I try to put as much as I can. And it's a lot of work to really, the females on there, I'd be honest, a lot of females, they're more kind of get the idea and the sense of it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of males, it's a lot of teaching, you know, it's a lot of like explaining over and over because it's hard. So the mm-hmm. even on the website, there's a lot of males that are there signing up and following and all that, but
well, that's
it's
good.
Less female because due to the fact that you know what it's like for a lot of Pacific Islander women and us growing up in Papua New Guinea as well, knowing the stigma of how did you meet the guy?
mm-hmm.
Where yeah. did you meet him, you know? So most of the time we'd be like, yeah, I met the guy at this club.
yeah.
But, you know, if it's like, oh, no, I met him online, it's like parents would be like, what is online, you know? So,
yeah, yes. There's a lot of catching up to do for
yes.
our societies. So how do you see the site? Like, how do you use the site, rather? How do you use the site to educate people about, like, relationships?
So I've got the app and the Facebook page and the app itself. But the app is not much in there. It's, like, basically go into, you know, swipe and look for love, but whereas the website has a lot of topics in there mm. about cultural and about dating and all that sort of stuff. So I do put a lot of stuff in there, and then I also put a lot of stuff on Facebook. Whenever somebody asks something, or if there's someone responding to a question, I kind of try my best to respond and explain the topic. But every now and then I do put out like something about dating or relationship, or not only that, even with certain things outside of dating, like talk about domestic violence, stalking, all these other little topics that come in place for people to have discussion or
yeah
that sort of stuff. Yeah.
What are the messages that you want to get across, like from your website and also from the app itself?
The message I want to get across from this is that, you know, life itself doesn't matter what culture, what nationality, race, humans we are, we're all human beings. And, you know, love is something that's in today's society, it's quite challenging to actually find connections and find that sort of person for you, unless you have a side that is truly for something that is there for that. Because a lot of side today, it's like you go in, there's not a concept of like really going in and knowing that this is a side where, you know, I feel like I can really connect with and find somebody. You know, you just go in to the unknown of it. Whereas, you know, if something like this, like PNG dating, it's more cultural based. If I go there, I know what I'm looking for. I mean, not that I will find exactly what I'm looking for, but I know because I'm culturally connected to that part of it. That's honestly for myself being single and stuff, I thought this is the only way like I can probably find other women that are from my country that are struggling in that sort of finding that person, because we don't have that way of actually connect. I mean, being in Australia, like I can connect with other, but you know, the basis of that cultural connection still is missing.
Yeah.
So that's why it's like, if I do this, others will get it too, you know? You know, even if it's another race going in, they also are cultured minded to actually be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll use that side because of the reason that they are culturally influenced by, you know, the Pacific nation to understand further more, to meet somebody. And yeah, that sort of thing. So that was the concept as well for me, for myself being single. Not that I was going to go and look for date on the same website, but I just thought if I can do something like this and if somebody can find love, at least I've done my part.
What do you think is needed for it to be a success?
I did this on my own as well, and it's been a struggle to put it out there, especially with marketing and exposure of it all and all that. And it's been a lot of burden on myself and the cost of it and all that. So I didn't, you know, do much of that side of marketing and exposure of the website and the hack due to the lack of finances as well too. And especially something like this new, I didn't have that sort of support, I put it, to push myself to get the app and the website to where it's meant to be. So I've kind of held back a little bit on there. But if I do get a little bit of support in that sort of, which I'm thinking of going back to New Guinea and look around and see if I can get a bit of support to kind of push this ahead. Yeah, I would love to do that, because right now everything is on hold at the moment. The page and everything's running, the website and the app is a little bit slowed down a little bit due to me just not having that sort of support to progress it on. But it's got a good amount of people that part of that dream is still there. So I will still pursue that.
Yeah. And in your experience, is there a bigger stigma for women to use the online dating than for men?
It is a lot for women, just with their perception of being scammed and the fear of going online and meeting somebody that they're not used to before, or they're not sure of. And, you know, obviously it's something new. So for myself, I put it out there. I'm like, you know, if you guys need help with anything, you know, just always message the admin and I'll always tell you, you know, what's going on and what you need to do. So a lot of women do message that in the fear of just being scammed or just being making sure that, you know, that all the males, they are verified and all that. So I try to explain to them clearly, this is all verified. This is all real, that I actually go through screen check with all the males and females as well when they do send in, just to verify their identity before they sign up. So, yeah, a lot of female have that sort of mindset of signing up, or that fear of, you know, I can put myself out there, but I don't want to be known. You know, knowing the community in New Guinea, sometimes if people go there, they're like, oh, you've seen that person online. And that fear of that, I think a lot of them have as well. Because I know my two girlfriends, they're both single, my age as well. And they're both single, and I encourage them to go on the site. And, you know, they're pretty educated themselves, but one of them's pretty scared to get on because she's like, oh, what if my colleague sees me, or that sort of thing. And I'm like, this is the only safe way. If you're going to be just working, going on, you will not meet somebody. This is the only way you can kind of feel comfortable in your own environment, and you can do whatever and say whatever as long as you're in your own space and get somebody.
Did you have a tech background? Was it daunting for you? I mean, I know I don't come from a tech background, and I can only imagine. Was it daunting for you to do like the technology side of things for the sites and the apps?
Very much, very daunting. Because I had to work with a professional IT person as well. So most of the stuff was a learning process for myself as well. And it was not easy. So it was, like I said, you know, I'm not fully aware of the internal system of it all. But the work relationship I had with the IT guy is pretty good. So common understanding was there, and I worked well with him. And yeah, he basically taught me a lot about online dating and what it's like, and all the arrangements and all that. And I just picked it up from there on and kind of learned everything from there on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much, Natasha. And we wish you all the best.
Thank
you. Forward to for you to keep the apps up and running. Hopefully in the near future. It should, yeah.
Yes, 100%. It's not gone yet. It's still there. It still exists.
Yeah.
People are still kind of using it here and there. But just to fully get it out there and promote it and get people awareness, that's something I would really love to do, because I really want people to be, to feel that sort of change in the way we think, and especially when it comes to dating relationships, because we are a country that's very stigmatized with very, I don't want to put it in that sense, but the mindset of us in New Guinea, it's a little bit.
We still have a long way to go.
Yeah, we have a lot. And, that's what builds the nation too. I mean, I'll put it in that sense. If you have good relationships, you have a very good nation. You know, you have a growing nation because the love is there. The understanding that we don't have that. You see, we're all still culturally there with our way of seeing relationships, you know. And that was, like I said, like I will put it again, like male dominating way of mindset. So this is something where it's kind of open, and the freedom of speech, but sort of like that, especially for women up in New Guinea. I just want them to find that sense of freedom to feel free to express themselves, to find love.
That was the lovely Natasha Yalo, a Papua New Guinean woman living in Cairns, who has developed PNG Dating to allow for more singles in PNG and the Pacific to find companionships who have similar backgrounds. Thank you so much to our guests, Elaine Galore and Natasha Yalo, for joining us on Sisters Let's Talk. Who knows if online dating will ever work in the Pacific in the same way that it works around the world. But I do hope that Elaine and Natasha find a companionship that they are looking for, whether it be online or the old-fashioned way. If you want to listen in on our podcast, please search online for Sisters Let's Talk ABC. You can also stay up to date with all of our news programs and amazing stories here on Radio Australia. Just go to ABC Pacific website and subscribe to our newsletter. Next time on Sisters Let's Talk, why do women in the Pacific do 80% of the unpaid labor that we all rely upon?
How can we say that we value women? How can we say that we value our work when our policies and our legislation don't reflect the amount of paid and unpaid work that women are doing?
That's next time on Sisters Let's Talk. Sisters Let's Talk is presented by me, Natasha Metten. Our producer is Kim Lester, and Fale Angafulu Inga Stunzna is our executive producer. Sisters Let's Talk is produced on Darumbal, Yagara and Turrbal land, and we pay respects to elders past and present.